Our guy Roz has an admittedly shameless obsession with one of the perks of covering the Pentagon, as he tells us in this reporter's notebook.
Deep inside the D-ring of the Pentagon, far away from any natural light, is a door with a sticker on it. The sticker is an NPR sticker, and the door opens into a room. It's about 3 foot long and 5 foot wide. It's NPR's Pentagon office, and working in that windowless room under the hum of fluorescent lighting can be soul-destroying. So every chance I get, I go somewhere else, and that somewhere else usually involves riding in or coming into close contact with some type of military aircraft. So in the past few weeks alone, I've ridden in an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Kuwait. I've hovered over Paris in a twin-rotor Marine CH-53 helicopter. I've flown around the world on the E-4B, which is basically the most secretive and classified 747 in the world. I've been over Afghanistan in a Chinook helicopter. But nothing I've seen, no aircraft, can quite compare to the F-22. I had a chance to see it fly right in front of my eyes this past week at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. There is nothing quite like it on Earth. It looks like something out of the future. The pilot who gave me a tour of the plane, Air Force Captain Daniel Lahowski, calls it
the most advanced fighter jet in the world, most advanced in the world, and will be for the next many decades.
The plane is called the Raptor, and there are only about 70 of them in existence, most of them at Langley. Captain Lahowski and his colleague Max Volkermer, who gave me a tour, are two of the youngest fighter pilots in America.
Every day, I kind of think to myself, it's amazing that I'm actually here standing next to this plane to have the opportunity to fly it, because it's one of those things that you go, oh, that's so far out there.
Volkermer and Lahowski are 30 and 28 years old, respectively. There are only 100 F-22 pilots in the world. The Air Force likes to call the plane America's insurance policy. It's never been used in battle, and the chances it ever will are remote. Now, the Air Force does allow reporters to fly up in jet fighters. You have to go through a compression chamber. Sometimes I dream of going up in an F-22, but alas, I never will. There's only room for the pilot. Guy Raz, NPR News.
NPR's decompressed Guy Raz.